Welcome to Impact, where the left and the right stake a claim and defend the territory.
The views expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of this station, its owners, its advertisers, or its listeners.
And now, here is Impact, where the search for the truth is sometimes stranger than fiction, where the discussion sheds a bright light on the facts or the myths. Get ready to join us with your questions and your comments. The team is ready, and now, Impact. If you've just joined us, of course, it's Monday, it's the 20th, and it's time for Impact, and we're now in the second half of Impact. It's now 9:30, I'm sorry, right on the mountain. It just turned, so it's now 9:30. It is 61 degrees out here, and we're looking as a high up into the middle 80s, so that'll be a pleasant change for us to be up there. In studio is Bob Wren. So, Bob, I noticed that you didn't get offended and left, so you're still
I
here.
I can't. I'm part of the program. Oh, I think okay. I'm not allowed to leave, and you locked the door.
Well, I can't offend you. I've tried, and it just doesn't work. So, anyway, you know, one of the things that we want to get into is a meeting. I don't know, for the sake of a better word, how we describe it.
Embarrassing?
That would probably be a good... A sham? No. Let's talk about the meeting. The meeting was held on Thursday, and it was called Truth in Taxation by the Wasatch County District. It was starring the Wasatch County or the Wasatch School District and a few people who needed some brownie points with the district, so they spoke. But I'm not so sure. Give me your take on that, Bob, because, you know, there were two meetings held. There was that one held, and then there was the one held in the hallway by some of our elected officials who were very unhappy with the outcome and how things happened. So let's see how much truth was there and how much taxation was there.
The outcome of the meeting was never in doubt.
Let's
go back. A truth
does
in taxation,
the sun always come up in the east?
Yeah. A truth in taxation hearing is there so that the people can express their opinion when an entity is trying to raise the taxes. The way the system works, if you have a growth, I mean, you cannot raise taxes over what they were the previous year.
There was a growth, and we couldn't cut it out. Yeah. It just kept going.
You cannot raise taxes unless you have a truth in taxation hearing where you present to the people your case of why the taxes have to go up in a cogent explanation of why these taxes are necessary. This is the purpose of a truth in taxation hearing. What we heard the other night in the school board, they put out a truth in taxation notice that said we are proposing to raise the taxes of the Wasatch School District by 49.34%. That's 50%. That means if you're paying $1,000 last year, you're going to pay $1,500 next year. That was the proposal. They said that they were going to raise the revenues for the school district from $14 million to $21 million. That's a fairly substantial amount of money, mm-hmm. $7 million. Mm-hmm. So people
plus. Remember now, there was the money that they have been raising since the last truth in taxation.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So we don't have that figure. Remember, yeah. Someone asked about that figure and was told we don't have that figure.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
But that was the avowed purpose of the truth in taxation hearing. So we went in there expecting to hear the school district tell us why we needed a $7 million, 50% tax increase.
Right.
We were given a song and dance. Could we call it a song and dance? Anyway, we listened for 45 minutes to an explanation about mill rates. 0.0006593, 0.0000438, 9 basic levies.
It was 42 minutes and 44 seconds.
Oh, nuts. I exaggerated.
You exaggerated by a minute. I'm sorry, Bob.
Yeah. And on about mill rates. Nothing was really given Well, towards the end, there was a little bit given. Oh, yes, there was this little point given. The school district gave a pay increase to the teachers of 3.5%. Now, the question...
Nobody faulted that, by the way.
Nobody faulted it that they gave it, or what?
No, nobody faulted the fact that they gave the teachers
a pay raise. Oh, no, no. I mean, everybody's...
Yeah, everybody was for that.
Nothing wrong with giving teachers a pay raise.
No.
But the question came up kind of after the meeting. Did the Wasatch School District give the teachers an additional 3.5% above what the state did? Or were they taking credit for what the state mandated and paid for out of state funding? I still haven't found the answer to that question.
I don't know that you can find the answer to that, Bob.
Well, at some point, if the school district gave a pay increase, it should be somewhere in the minutes. And, of course, the minutes aren't available on the website, and they're very hard to find unless you go over and take a grammar request over to the school district and say, I want the minutes.
And that brings up another issue. So as a citizen, we go over to the school district and we say, can we look at the minutes? And we have to pull out a grammar request?
Or your driver's license to make sure you're an illegal.
Question gets asked, who are you?
Yeah.
So now we're making a distinction as to who wants those minutes. And if you don't meet the test, the litmus test of who are you, then we don't give them?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure what happens if you don't meet the litmus test.
Oh, okay.
I did get a copy of the budget, and I did. Look
you
through
did.
The budget.
You did. But wasn't the question
anyway,
asked of you who's asking?
Oh, yeah. They asked who I was.
Yes.
Why I wanted, but they asked who I was. But anyway, the 3.5% increase that they gave to the school district, whether it was taking credit for something the state did it or not, I don't know. I assume the school district could tell us if they wanted to, but they seem to be very reticent to give any information out. I don't know why, but it just seems that way. But if they did give a 3.5% increase on top of what the state already did, then, hey, that's the way it goes. But we were told that the 3.5% amounted to a figure of $2.6 million.
Okay.
So I thought about that. Well, I said $2.6 million, 3.5%. Now, that's roughly, 1 in 30. So if I multiply 2.6 times 30, that's $78 million. I'm saying, are they telling me we have a payroll of $78 million?
Wasn't that question asked?
The question, I actually went up and asked the question. I said, can you tell me what your payroll is for teachers?
And what was the answer you received?
Well, I said, is it $10 million, $20 million, $70 million? Can you just give me a rough figure? They're up there, looking around. They couldn't really come up with a rough figure. And I said, well, the figure's, somewhere under $20 million. I just threw it out because I know the total budget's only $40 million.
Mm-hmm.
And I say 3.5% of $20 million is only $700,000. How in the world can you say it's $2.6 million? The obvious answer is, I don't think you can.
Well, the truth of the matter is, Bob, and that's the sad part that we saw. And the sad part that we saw is that there were questions being asked. Okay. We just had a note given to us. We'll be more than happy to announce it. The Public Works of Heber City called and said that the road at 6 South to 100 West will be closed all day. So that means when I go to my office, I'm going to have to go around. So was that just for my benefit? Okay. Just so we keep that. So once again, we announced that. The road on 6 South, so that means from Main Street to First West, is closed today. So anywhere you're going down on 100 West, you're going to have to go around, either go down a little further and go in. Or
drive
go in
through the McDonald's
south,
parking lot.
Or drive, do whatever it is do. But you do that because the road is closed. Anyway, getting back there, Bob, one of the problems was, and I thought that as citizens, we deserved better than what we received.
And we didn't receive anything.
Well, I know, that's my point. But the thing was, questions were asked that they should have had, whether they didn't have them on the tip of their tongue or in a file, they should have had them in their computers. What are we buying all these computers for? They all had computers up there, so what are we using them for? Just to light the day for us or to read by or what? Because those figures should have been there. When you said, what is the budget for the employees of this school district, someone should have been able to access that and say, this is how much the budget shows that is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Anybody who wants that information can now access it. I put it up on the website.
Oh, that's right. You did.
I have a copy of the budget of the overall salaries. I didn't put the whole budget up there.
No.
It took me all of 5 minutes to put this page up. I put about 4 pages of the budget up.
Okay.
You can get that from my blog site, which you can access from Wasatch Live. Go up to Bob's blog, or you can go directly to it at wasatch.blogspot.com. And I got links that'll go to the actual budget. It's not a difficult process to put things on the internet where everybody can see them.
So why haven't we seen that from our district?
Well, because if everybody knows, then...
Are they diminished because they tell
everybody? They are
diminished. They diminish because
then everybody knows.
They operate under this thing, if I tell you what I know, somehow I'm diminished?
Several people ask them about getting open information, get transparency, get the minutes of the school board, get information available to people so that we can look at it if we want to. If we don't want to look at it, hey, no big deal. But we ought to be able to find this information.
You know, I don't know how you can hold a truth and taxation meeting if you don't have any information for the people to see.
Well, that makes it easy. Then they can't ask questions.
Well, that's probably true, Bob.
Somebody asked, well, why don't you have a handout of the budget in here? I mean, all we talked about was mill rates.
Well, I think that was put up there to bore everybody to the point of where where they pretty well were saying, well, you know, what's the sense of talking about this? We don't have actual numbers. We're talking mill rates. You know, I don't understand why they couldn't come out with actual numbers. The mill rate didn't mean a bean.
Don't say couldn't. Say wouldn't.
Oh, wouldn't. Yeah. Wouldn't, will not.
And the interesting thing is, the last truth and taxation hearing I went to at the school board, I don't know if it was the last 2 years ago or the last one they had or whatever, the same presentation was given. All they changed was the numbers. Instead of 0.00065938, this year it said 0.00065937 or whatever the numbers happen to be. Other than that, it was, I think he used the same template to put the thing up.
Well, you know what the truth of the matter is, though, Bob? People operate that most of the public are mushrooms.
Yeah.
And so when you have mushrooms, what do you feed mushrooms? A lot of bull, and they're kept in the dark, and and that's the way it goes.
And 2 years ago, or whenever this last truth and taxation was, people ask in that meeting, can you give us a copy of the budget? Do you have one? And they said, oh, yeah, we got one. We'll go get one. One of the people went out and never came back. The budget was never shown.
It's very embarrassing to say that I have this and then can't find it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so that's really the problem we're facing. You know, it struck me after the meeting was over with as I went home and was thinking about it. We talked about a truth in taxation. You know, I didn't see much truth there. I saw a lot of taxation and a lot of smoke and mirrors and a lot of, shell game playing. But I didn't see anything where you could say, someone talked about textbooks. They couldn't even come up with a figure that they were spending on textbooks. All they could do was give you a mill levy that they were using and saying, and they were trying to show the fact that here's what someone does and here's where we are. One of the other things that offended me too right out of the chute was, and of course there was an article written for The Wave that talked about that as well, which was
well, he's talking to somebody we ought to point out that one of the things that we were treated to over here was the explanation of why the taxes were going up. And the reason the taxes are going up was because of the appraisal, and it was the county assessor's fault. They had a lot of things going on, or a lot of statements made that we didn't do it, the assessments did it, and we couldn't do anything about it because your assessment went up. And I tell them that the reason our taxes went up is because they raised the tax rate. That is the reason our property taxes went up. No other reason.
Hey, we've got a caller, Bob, who wants to talk a little bit about that. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. What was it that you wanted to say?
Well, I haven't been able to listen to the full hour.
Well, shame on you, but it's okay.
I know. I just got out of a meeting, and so I thought I'd call in. So if I repeat anything that's been said, I apologize.
No, I don't think you will. We just started.
Well, you know, I want to publicly thank a few people for showing up to that meeting last Thursday. Representative Gordon Snow, Kevin Van Tassel, our senator, and Royce Van Tassel of the Utah Taxpayers Association took the time out of their busy schedule to show up last Thursday. And I think that, you know, I can only thank them for being there because, you know, considering we have been complaining about the lack of information shared with the citizens of the community, for some reason, last Thursday night, the school board seemed to hear us a little bit better than in previous Truth and Taxation meetings.
How did they do that?
They heard us loud and clear for some reason Thursday night, which I really am happy to hear that.
You're meaning when they admitted that was a poor presentation, they should have had better figures and more information?
Yes, and, you know, a few of us did complain about the lack of information on the school board website, and that we couldn't even email our school board members because there were no email addresses for these people. You know, so just the lack of information that's openly and freely shared with the public. And like you said, you know, if you want any information from the school district, you have to fill out a grammar request. And to be honest, when you fill out a grammar request, prepare to pay money for that information. Do not expect to get it for free. And so when you openly share it on the website, it doesn't cost the citizens' money. And I think that it's one newer school board member said, well, we're not being secretive or anything, but just the sheer fact of saying you're not secretive doesn't make it so. And
well,
you
sometimes
know,
you have to say something that justifies what you already know.
Right.
So if you're purple and people don't like purple people, then you always say, well, we're not really purple.
Well, and you know, it doesn't make it so just by stating that. And, you know, considering some of us have been going to Truth and Taxation meetings for 6 or 7 years, you know, this has been a broken record every Truth and Taxation hearing. So I'm glad, finally, our school board has heard us loud and clear. And to be honest, I spoke to people after the meeting over the weekend, and some of them are brand new residents of the Valley. And the first thing they've said to me is, that was not a Truth in Taxation meeting.
So what are you going to call it? If it's not a Truth in Taxation, what could we call it then?
Well, there are rules that you have to go by on a Truth in Taxation meeting, and they were not covered in that meeting from what these other people said to me who have come from other areas of the country. So, you know, it's just something that we've endured for years, and I'm just finally glad that the school board is understanding that the citizens are demanding more information, and we shouldn't feel like we're somehow out of line to be asking for an accounting of our taxes.
Okay, in the closing seconds here, let me ask you this question. As an attendee of that particular meeting, when you left, did you feel like that you had learned something about your school district, that you knew where the money was going and how much money was going to be going to any of these particular things?
What I realized is, you know, I consider myself maybe a little bit more informed about the school district than your average taxpayer in Wasatch County.
Mm-hmm.
And I was more confused after that evening and actually quite intimidated by the numbers that they threw out. And I just think that was intentional, that intimidating people because they sat there not understanding the relationship of these numbers, that would somehow squelch any opposition. And so I walked out of there feeling actually quite sorry for, you know, maybe some of the citizens that aren't as informed about our school district and how monies are spent.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you because I'm going to ask Bob to respond to that. And with that, we sure appreciate your call.
You're welcome.
And we're going to have Bob respond, and so you can listen to Bob's response because he was there too, and he also asked some questions, so we'll get his response. Bob, do you want to give us that response?
Yeah, in actuality, what the school board administration and so forth at this meeting, they tried to tell us very explicitly in the WAVE and in this meeting that the tax increase is due to the appraisal. Now, if we can quote Mr. Shoemaker from the WAVE article the week before, we want to have the opportunity to show the community that the growth in their tax bill is reflective of an increase in the property value. Okay, this is what he is saying, that it's not because the tax rates went up, it is because the assessments went up. And that is pure smoke and mirrors. The reason school taxes went up in Wasatch County for all, well, not all, maybe somebody got a reduction, but I haven't heard of anybody that did, in school taxes, it's because they raised the tax rate above the certified tax rate, which would have allowed them to get the same amount of money that they had last year. So because they wanted more money for the school district, as their truth and taxation thing said, a 49.34% increase, they had to raise the tax rate, which is what caused the taxes to go up. And blaming the county assessor or county appraisals is a pure fabrication.
We're going to talk about that because it is. We've got another caller here. Caller, are you with us right now?
Yes, I am.
What was it that you wanted to say?
Well, I don't know if I've got a comment or if I can comment on that meeting. What was left there was mostly questions, so room for comment other than it was a farce isn't needed. But my question is, the school board, how many members of the school board are elected officials? And if not elected, who is their boss? Who do we get a hold of? You know, things flow downhill. And the higher up the hill you get, the harder they hit.
Oh, good question.
Who do we get a hold of? I mean, if you're doing a bad job, your employer is going to come to you and say, hey, this is going to stop or you're out of here.
Well, the there are five members of the school board.
Is that your question, caller?
Well, that and one other comment
okay.
that I have to make is, you know, you discussed the illegals going to our schools and the time that it's taking to educate them and teach them English. Isn't that the perfect place for INS to be setting?
Good question. We'll ask Bob to respond to that as well. Thanks for your call.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye.
The way the system works, from what I understand in a school district, is we have a five-member elected school board who's elected in five different districts of the county. So they are our representatives. The names of them can be found at the website. It's a little difficult to determine how to get there, but you can find their names on there, and you should know who your representative is. There's five of them, and they are actually the governing authority of the school district. Nothing can be done without their say-so. They have hired a school district superintendent, Mr. Shoemaker, who's been on this show several times, and we invited him back for the last 2 weeks. We're trying to get him in before the truth and taxation. He wasn't able to make it. Hopefully he will come in next week so he can point out the errors of our way and explain to us why it's not the tax rate, but it's the assessor who has caused the increase and all these other questions that are being asked. But anyway, he is basically the employee of the school board members, who are the ones that are the governing authority. No decisions basically can be made without them.
He's the messenger.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's the guy that...
He's basically the messenger.
He's the guy that executes what the board says they want to do. They are in charge of the $41 million budget. They are in fire of hiring the school superintendent. They are in charge of directing him what they want done in their school district. They've hired him to do the job.
Well, you know, and you're right, Bob. And the other problem is, I think this goes back to something we've talked about many, many times, and that is voters. When you go to the polls, for goodness sakes, ask some questions and figure out who it is that you're electing. You know, some of the most important votes that we make are for things like the school district.
The school district...
Well, electing a mayor is no big deal in this county, because mayors in this county are, they actually work. It's, we have many governments in this county that are a strong council, weak mayor, form a government. But we worry more about the mayor than we do about these people who are, that we're electing to go like on the school district, who really regulate our taxes, and they're a god unto themselves. School districts by state law do not have to answer some of the questions and do some of the things and go through the hoops that others have to when they're dealing with the public's money. So, you know, that's a very important vote to cast, and you have to be very, very careful.
We also have to talk about one other very important issue of what I call an untruth. I could call it a lie, but I'll just call it an untruth.
All right.
And that is the idea that was presented that the I'll read it from the Wave last night, and they said basically the same thing, that total debt service, this is the amount of money we are paying for our facilities at the school. It says, quote, total debt service, not just the high school, has dropped significantly to $10.95 per $100,000. Now, that exact same figure was given at this meeting, which gives people the impression that we're only paying $11 per $100,000 for debt service.
And that's a crock, Bob.
That's a crock.
You better believe it.
It's more like $100+ dollars per $100,000. It's off by a factor of 10. And this is what is being told us in a truth and taxation hearing.
So if you can't get your district people to figure out what math is, can we expect our kids to be any better?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, that is a problem. You know, Bob, we've about run out of time, and I do have a commentary today. And because I'm very concerned that we went to a truth in taxation hearing, and we heard darn little truth and a whole lot about taxation. And I was dumbfounded that our own district would accuse the county, as an example, for setting that when we had Glenn Bergner here that day. And he said that we were operating off what the state set at the moment. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for them to say that is really is showing that they have no clue of what they're putting together. So if that's the case, and the people are complaining because of the lack of information, and I notice on the agenda for the meeting, we turned around and hired people back again. Is there something wrong with that picture, or am I just being too mean?
I don't know. I don't know whether we don't understand. Oh. I mean, can it be absolutely true that the school board members are agreeing with this, that the taxes went up because the appraisal went up? Are they actually believing that? Are they actually believing that the debt service is $10.95 per $100,000? Even the increase of the debt service over last year, it went up 85% in debt service from 3.0 to 5.7. I forgot what the figures. Anybody who wants some of these figures, look on my blog. Paul's going to give a vocal commentary.
I'm going to do my commentary.
My commentary is written if anybody wants to read it. And if they want to.
I'll put this on my blog too.
Justification of these figures. I put up a few of these budgets on the web. If anybody wants to look at the budget themselves,
We're not done yet, Bob. This is still a hot subject, and we're going to continue talking about it.
Well, we are done because it's already fait accompli.
The taxes are going up.
We will
pay that,
the taxes.
But the fact of the matter is we're going to call them in because they have to do a better job of educating the public than just using a bunch of figures that don't mean squat.
They need a better job of educating the board.
Well, you know, let me give you my commentary too, Bob. On this program, you know, we've continued to preach the need for transparency in government. This concept is not a wish or some nebulous thought that was pulled out of a hat, but a process that defines what government should be under the laws that have been put into place for the protection of the citizenry. A reasonable person must conclude when there is no transparency and instead are given presentations of worthless numbers or orchestrations of rah, rah, rah from those who will benefit, there is something wrong. During the Truth in Taxation meeting at the Wasatch School District, there was a golden opportunity to show citizens some truth and remove fears of mismanagement of our taxes. But on both accounts, those in charge failed and failed most miserably. Not only was there little truth, but they failed to make the case that would justify the need for the increases they sought. there were those who asked legitimate questions, and then, of course, there were others who went through the rah-rah-rah, shish-boom-bah. The only thing lacking was pom-poms and the band. For those that have made it a habit to attend these meetings, there was major disappointment on the part of some. The public once again was expecting some supportive and significant facts, but along with the smoke and the mirrors and the moronic response from employees and so-called friends of the district seeking brownie points or promotions by getting their names in the minutes, nothing really changed. But did nothing change? In the audience at the time were people from the Utah Taxpayers Association and two elected individuals from the state legislature as well as county officials. The meeting went forward until it came time to make motions to accept this mess and move on. One of the board members, looking ill at ease, but nevertheless took a few minutes to justify his motion, which of course should have never been made, but should have been deferred to another time, so the district could get their act together. It was a sickening display of pandering, but the motion was made. It was voted on unanimously, and so the citizens once again had damn little truth and a lot of taxation. The most important meeting perhaps took place in the hallway. Here those who had observed the process made some very significant comments, and one in particular expressed concern for the process he had just seen. He voiced his concern for the lack of facts and expressed concern the school district was once again trying to hide something, or so it appeared. The kind of missteps from the Wasatch School Board on last Thursday are the very reasons why state legislators get in the business of educating our children and want to step into what should be a local process. Perhaps from this fiasco on Thursday, the legislature may yet pass some significant legislation that will affect how school districts do things and take away some more of the local power. If this happens, we may give credit where credit is due and call the law the Wasatch District Law. But in the end, there were some concerned members of the school board who felt the presentation lacked facts and lacked information and could have and should have been better. To these board members, we tip our hat and say, when the opportunity affords itself, elect a new chairperson and take control and bring back some sanity to the process with a little truth and a lot of respect for those who are paying the bills. You've been listening to KTMP and, of course, its impact. And remember this, when you free fall through life, it's the impact that counts. We'll see you tomorrow.